Chapter 3, Leaving the Woods.
The words hung in the dark, sweet and impossible.
Could you take me to your home?
George was definitely dreaming. No, dreaming was too simple, too pedestrian. He had died tripping over that route and ascended to a very specific, very generous heaven for the most worthy of souls. No woman ever in the entire history of his miserable romantic life had said anything even remotely close to that.
Yeah, this way,
he stammered, turning to lead the way, blind as a bat. He stumbled immediately, his foot catching on a gnarled root. He pitched forward with a grunt.
Are you all right?
Her concern wasn't just polite. It was intense, hyper-focused, as if his well-being was the single most important variable in her universe. It was strangely touching.
Nothing, just these stupid roots.
You have to be careful, George Fields.
Her voice was closer now, just behind his shoulder.
If you get injured here, I mean, on my account, I will, well, never forgive myself. Be careful in the dark. People die like that, you know.
As he walked, a miracle occurred. His brain began to function. Freed from the visual overload of her body, the puzzle pieces started clicking together in the dark. The missing ship. The eyes. The weird questions.
By the way,
he ventured the question, feeling both brilliant and utterly insane.
Have you seen that spaceship?
Spaceship?
Her tone was pure, innocent curiosity.
Yeah, the one that crashed. I saw it. That's why I'm out here.
Well,
a long, calculated pause.
If there is a spaceship over here, it's not landed nearby.
The last piece snapped into place.
I knew it!
He blurted, tripping on another route but barely noticing.
You are from that spaceship! You are an alien!
A beat of silence. Then her voice, small and suddenly vulnerable.
Oh, does it turn you off?
The question was so earnest, so freighted with what sounded like genuine worry that she'd disappointed him, that all his excitement morphed into a protective instinct.
Oh, no, he said a little too loudly. I like aliens, especially if they look like,
me?
She finished, her voice regaining its smooth confidence.
You like how I look?
He was grateful for the darkness hiding his furious blush.
Because I like how you look.
Really?
The word exploded out of him. A decade of rejection and insecurity blasted away by three simple words.
Yes, George Fields, I like you.
Her voice was a low, intimate hum right by his ear.
And you don't have to be shy around me. If you like me, just say it. It would be my honor.
That was it. The line. The single, most absurd, beautiful, world-shattering sentence ever uttered. He felt a dizzying lurch, a tidal wave of sensation threatening to crest right then and there in his pants. He was at the very edge. And then he noticed it. The world wasn't pitch black anymore. The trees around him were bathed in a soft, hellish, deep crimson glow.
He could see the path. He could see the roots. He looked over his shoulder. Alien was walking serenely behind him, her face in shadow, but her right eye, the red one, was no longer just a color. It was a light source, a narrow beam of intense red light, like a laser pointer from the gods, cut through the darkness, illuminating the path at his feet. It was the most terrifying and thoughtful thing anyone had ever done for him.